Kal Kadosh, when we are going to continue the Lachot of Nefilat Apayim, Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, En Nefilat Apayim Balayla, that there is no Nefilat Apayim during the night time. The Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, and therefore if the Tefilat HaMincha continues until the night time, we do not do Nefilat Apayim. However, during twilight, Ben HaShemashot, which is between Shekiah and sunset, the minhag is to do Nefilat Apayim. On this, there's a footnote in the Ish Matzliach, says that that's the Yalkut Yosef as well, that according to Yalkut Yosef in Mishnah Brura, even after the Shekiah, you would still say Nefilat Apayim. This is also the Or Letzion brings this down as well, and that's why according to Edot HaMizrach, they would still do the Vidui and Nefilat Apayim during Ben HaShemashot. However, though, the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim, Sif Katan Nun Aleph, says it's better not to say it. And that is also the dat of Maran Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Miri Mezuz, as is brought down in Yenechon Or Torah. He says that's a minhag pashut in Chutzaretz and in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag also of Aram Tzova, Ven Kamakom La'arich, and there's not a lot what to lengthen on. If we look exactly what are the different reasons, we know one of the reasons why was because of the entire concept of Nefilat Apayim during the nighttime, because they truly used to do Nefilat Apayim and they needed a lot of Kavanah because they used to put their face, right? Their hands again on their face, as we mentioned in the previous shiur. And therefore, the majority of the time since Mincha was very, very close to the Shekiah and then Arvit was right afterwards, they wouldn't do Nefilat Apayim. This is already brought down in the Shu Zivche Tzedek, yeah, that he says that the Minhag of Baghdad was that they didn't do Nefilat Apayim in Mincha because you need Kavana Gedola. It was in the middle of the day and you need a lot of concentration and they weren't able to do it. The Shut Mishneh Lachot brings down this Minhag of not doing Nefilat Apayim in the afternoon, and he says something even more interesting. He says, since the majority of the times, sometimes we finish right after Shekiah, sometimes right before Shekiah or on the Shekiah by the sunset. So he says, even if you're going to finish before Shekiah, you do not do Nefilat Apayim. Because they didn't want to make a difference between one day and another day. Now we have a general rule from the Rav Chida and the Birkei Yosef, he brings the Ma'ari Molcho, that any single time that we have a doubt whether to do Nefilat Apayim or not, it's better not to do it. Because since Nefilat Apayim is Reshut, as we already mentioned, so therefore, if you didn't do Nefilat Apayim, so fine, nothing's going to happen. It's not an obligation. And therefore, here in such a case where, again, you've got Machlokot, whether to say it, not to say it, it's obviously better not to. And this is already brought down in the Shalmet Zibur, Sidur Betoved, and all the different things as well. The Magen Avot also brings down that the minhag in many places was not to do Nefilat Apayim in Mincha. That was the minhag. I've seen this minhag, whether it was in Toronto, whether it was in Venezuela, in Gibraltar, and many other places as well. And it's also brought down in Sidur Avotenu. They wouldn't do it because they need Yeshuva Dat. Many people were very busy. They were working. They were running back and forth. They didn't have it. But interestingly enough, in Marrakesh, there was a minhag that they would do the vidui and only the Yudgimel Midot Rachamim. I mean, they used to confess with hitting on their chests. They used to do the Yudgimel Midot Rachamim, and then immediately afterwards, Kaddish Tidkabal. This, in essence, is a minhag of also Aram Tzova, and we're going to see also Tunisia, that they would do this. Meaning they wouldn't sit down and they wouldn't do the Nefilat Apayim. They would only do the Vidui and the 13 attributes of mercy. And this also was a minhag in Gibraltar, what they would do in early mincha. If they would do the late mincha, they wouldn't do tacharonim. But if they were going to do the early mincha, they would do the tacharonim like this. And this is brought down also in the Sidur, Vani Tfilati of Rabbi Benayim. He says, some people say, Algunos dicen en mincha, en vez de rachum vechanun, and he says, some people say mincha, instead of rachum vechanun, miel kamocha. So they say the Hashem, Hashem, and they say the miel kamocha. Now, interestingly enough, it says over here, that this was also the minhag of the Temanim and the minhag of Baghdad, as we said. So Rabbi Min Mezuz says that the minhag of Tunisia was to say the 13 attributes of mercy during Ben HaShemashot, but they wouldn't say the L'David Elecha. And some people wouldn't even say it already from Plaga Mincha. Or another people wouldn't say it from 20 minutes before, because they are suspecting to the Shita of the Yireim that he says that the Ben HaShemashot is 13 and a half minutes before sunset, not after sunset. We usually do it after sunset, and he's talking about before sunset. So because of that, he heard from a lot of the Zekenim, a lot of the different things in the Bete Knesiyot, that they would skip out Nefilat Apayim already from the Plaga Mincha. And again, that was also the Minhag of Syria, Aram Tzova, and also the Minhag of Marrakesh, as we explained. So we have a lot of different opinions. However, again, there's a big Minhag, especially amongst Moroccans, that during Mincha, they would never do Nefilat Apayim. If they would do it early, sometimes they would do it, or they would do half of it, as we mentioned, just the vidui, and the yudgim vidot rachamim. Many times they wouldn't do the nefilat apayim itself. And then we had also other people doing the same thing. There is the Edot HaMizrach nowadays that they do the nefilat apayim, they do everything, even after Shekiah, after Ben HaShemashot. But for us, we didn't have that minhag. And not only that, even if they finished a few minutes before Shekiah, in order not to differentiate between every single day, they wouldn't do it at all, right, when we do Mincha Simucha, which is Mincha close right before the Shekiah.